is forever. Forever. Turn your Bibles with me, if you would, to Hebrews chapter 12. We've been going through a study dealing with the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of God. What a marvelous truth that is. And God has called us into His kingdom, which is not of this world. Jesus tells Pilate very clearly, "My kingdom is not of this world." I've oftentimes heard people say, well, it sure be nice, though, if God just come and in this world would make this His kingdom. No, it wouldn't. And this is the reason why, as we turn to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 18. He tells us, "You have not come to a mountain that can be touched and to a blazing fire, and to darkness and to gloom and to whirlwind, and to the blast of the trumpet and the sound of words, which sound was such that those who heard begged that no further words should be spoken to them. For they could not bear the command, 'If even a beast touches the mountain, it will be stoned.' And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, 'I am full of fear and trembling.' Oh, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to myriads of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood which speaks better than the blood of Abel." What marvelous words that blood speaks to us. "I love you, and I will love you forever. See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking. For if those who did not escape when they refused him who were warned on the earth, much less shall we escape who turn away from him who warns from heaven. And his voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised, 'Yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens.' And this expression, 'yet once more,' denotes the removing of those things which cannot be shaken." You want to know why I don't want a kingdom on this earth? Because it can be shaken. I want a kingdom that cannot be shaken. "As I've created things in order that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken." You have that underlined in your Bible? Man, I long to be a part of the kingdom of heaven. Not the kingdom of this earth, the kingdom of heaven. "Let us show gratitude, by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe." God, you are so good to me. I am in awe of this. And I am in fear of the glory of your name. For our God is a consuming fire. Kingdom of heaven, God has allowed you to be a part of. Don't you love that marvelous picture? Myriads of angels. Spirits made perfect by God and the Son of God. Come into my kingdom. So we come and we look forward to the marvelous passages, in particular in the Gospel of Matthew, that make reference to the kingdom of heaven. Father, we come before you today as you prepare our hearts to enter into a kingdom not made with hands, a kingdom that is destined to remain forever. Father, we embrace you. We do this in Jesus' name.